We're just normal men.
What do you mean, normal men?
We're just innocent men.
Welcome to the Red Ass Podcast, your home for Aggie sports, barbecue, music, and much more. And now your hosts, Rob White and Roy May.
Howdy, guys. Welcome back to the Red Ass Podcast. Today is Monday, December 9th. We are officially into postseason ball around these parts, and a lot to get into, including our absence last week.
Yeah, well, the turkey hangover should be long gone.
Yes.
Although I did make a slamming turkey pot pie out of leftovers. I was pretty proud of.
That's awesome. I'm Rob White, fighting Texas Aggie Class of 2014.
And I am Roy May, fighting Texas Aggie Class 2015.
Yeah, and we just wanted to kind of highlight some of the matchups that took place this past week, just some of our thoughts on the season, and maybe kind of look ahead, and as well as talk a little basketball and some other stuff going on. There's plenty to get into. So what are you thinking there, Roy? What do we got going on?
Yeah, well, I mean, we can do a quick wrap on the season. Yeah, this has been beat to, because we weren't able to get together last week. So this has been just beat to death. Obviously a really, really disappointing end to the season. That kind of harkens back to, the fade late years that we've been through around here. Tim England said something about it. I think it was Tim. He said, the Auburn loss is just the one that, of the losses, because you look at South Carolina, and I think South Carolina actually had a legitimate case of possibly making the playoffs just because of how they were playing, like eye test at the end of the season. I thought South Carolina looked great. So you look back at that loss and you're like, oh, okay, well, fine. All right. So you can kind of eat that one a little bit. Auburn is mystifying. Look, Texas is in the playoffs. Texas is not a bad football team. As much as we'd like them to be terrible, they're not a bad football team. Auburn is, and we just completely, and we've been through this, but you look back at the season, and if you could have one back, and I know that everybody would say Texas, right? But man, just the Auburn loss is inexcusable. Loved what I saw out of the team, just kind of the fight in the Texas game, but ultimately they just kind of fell flat. I mean, you're talking about an offense that didn't score. So it's disappointing end of the regular season. I thought we were rewarded with a pretty cool bowl game. I think going to the Las Vegas Bowl is really cool. I think getting to play USC, I think that's kind of a win-win situation after the disappointment we felt in the last month of the year. I know a lot of Ags are already booking their hotels at casinos and getting ready to go out to Vegas for this game. And I think it'll be neat to see us play USC. I don't think we played in like 50 years or something like that. So the all-time record is completely pointless. Although I don't think we've ever beat USC.
We're 0-3 so far.
0-3 or 0-4. But, games in the 60s and 70s don't really matter to me. Mm-hmm. But I think it'll be neat to see the two brands on the field together. Just like any bowl game now that's not the playoffs, where's your roster going to be between opt-outs and portal and all this other stuff? But, every team goes through it, so it's not like we're unique in that situation. So you'll just find a game that could be highly contested against, between what for the most part were a bunch of second stringers.
Yeah, and I mean, I'll echo what you said earlier, namely looking at obviously the way the regular season kind of ended wasn't what we wanted. I mean, you don't want to close out on three straight conference losses, which is exactly what we did. And that was an unfortunate deal, especially that Auburn game, because if you win Auburn, Texas is pretty much just a whatever game. You've already secured your spot in the SEC championship. Therefore, even if you lose that game to Texas that weekend, you have a chance for revenge in the championship game if you get there. So at that point, it really didn't matter all that much. But you have to take care of your business against Auburn. You got to take care of your business against Texas whenever the situation came around. We didn't do it. But I do agree. I like where we're at as far as a bowl game. I think the Vegas Bowl is a perfectly fine thing, especially with a recruiting rival, especially this year. USC has been a large recruiting rival for us. So being able to actually put the product on the field, with a little bit of time prep, I'm looking forward to that matchup. Plus, I mean, it's a fun game. I mean, heck, I'm heading out to Vegas tomorrow. Yeah, not for the game, but
it's not the Birmingham Bowl, Independence Bowl. It's not the Music City Bowl, and it's not the Texas Bowl. I think it's a fun trip for the guys. I bet you the swag will be through the roof for that one, for the guys that go.
No question. And I mean, we can sit back and look at this team. But really kind of looking at the way things kind of played out this season, there's a lot of things up in the air about how people feel. Because if you look at it and you say, well, the record's better, but you don't like the way we finished. And it's like, well, you still like the direction we moved. Eh, but it was an easy schedule. There's a lot of back and forth, but I really do like the direction we're going to be moving here in the future. I think Elko's absolutely the right guy. And I think it's just going to be the meshing of the program, getting parts and pieces figured out, coordinators, being on top of their game, stuff like that.
Well, we're coming off a good signing day, right?
Yeah.
So solid showing for high school signing class, which again is still important. It is. That's where you're going to build the majority of the meat of your program,
Yeah.
that's going to stay out through the years. But what we did see last year was Elko in a very short period of time be able to control the portal in a positive manner to help out the program. So
Yeah.
now that he's got the entire portal period and he's got bought in players that can help, really help him sell the message and sell the vision. I'm really curious to see what goes on in this portal season. But I nobody gets an A from me, except for maybe Le'Veon Moss.
Sure.
But coordinators certainly don't get an A. I would probably put our defensive coordination at like a C. I'd maybe give a B to the offense.
Yeah.
Again, developing offense, lots of injuries. You did what you could with what you had, but there were still instances where you could have done better and you didn't.
Right.
And the Texas game is a perfect example of that. That reminded me, I don't know if you watched the game, the Bills game last night, but you somehow the Bills climbed back in it and they had a shot. They were down two scores and they were at like the 1 yard line and they had all three timeouts. And really all they had to do was kick a field goal. Like just
Right.
go ahead and kick it and you save your three timeouts. So that way, and I think Tom Brady says like a 3% chance of you recovering the onside kick, but that's still a 3% chance. And if you recover it, then you have all three timeouts.
Exactly.
And if you don't recover it, you still force them to punt, you at least get the ball with about 40 seconds left. And so instead, for some reason, they decide to run a quarterback sneak. And I get Josh Allen is great, but you better be damn certain that you're going to get it. And they didn't. They had to burn a timeout to go again. And then all the Rams had to do was kick a super high field goal in the game or a super high punt and the game was over. So like that it's poor play calling and I understand the thought process behind it, but you also have to understand that there are alternatives to the thought process and you need to embrace those. And I think what
Absolutely.
we saw with trying to run basically between the guards twice, I don't have an answer for that.
Yeah,
The
and
first
it,
time maybe, but the second time.
yeah, I mean, and obviously it's a big game, it's a high pressure situation. I don't hate us going for fourth down, especially at the goal line, but on the same token, if it didn't work the first time, why on earth would you do the same thing again?
Well,
Because
and you've proven that you're not a bruising offense without Le'Veon Moss. I mean, look, Daniels can run, he'll stick his head in there, but he's
Yes, he
smaller.
will.
He's just smaller, and that's part of it. You're not getting great push, but you have a ton of speed, so why aren't you utilizing the speed in space?
Well, and you have a really good RPO quarterback. Why wouldn't you lean more on RPO, in those type of situations?
Throughout the entire game, quite frankly.
I mean, yeah, the entire game. But those are things that we can use to obviously grow into next year, potentially grow, even like show signs of that in the bowl game, hopefully. But that's neither here nor there. The season for us is done. But overall, 8-4, I like the direction we're moving. It's fairly close to my prediction. Unfortunately, had a one more loss than I thought, but still, I think the direction we're moving is good. And I am excited for the future and what's going to
I
happen.
like what I like what I see out of Elko. I like the talent that he's got. I understand that there's been a couple of guys declaring for the draft, but I don't think those were a big surprise with
No.
Stewart and Scorton. There's what 11 players in the portal, which I
10.
don't
Yeah.
think there's a massive shock. If you look at the names, a lot of them you had to, unless you're not paying attention,
Yeah, you had to go dig through the depth chart a little bit to go find them.
yeah, to figure out who they were. So, and that's just the new landscape of college football. So I'll be real. I mean, the season's over, but now the season is beginning for next year. And
Right.
that starts with your performance in the portal.
That's exactly right.
So, but yeah, I mean, overall, I guess I give it a B because we've railed off a ton of consecutive wins, and I don't care where you're playing. That's hard to do.
Well, and not to mention the greatest start in SEC play in our history. I mean, you start off 5-0 in SEC play,
Yeah. So
which
it's,
is
yeah, it's hard to complain about where you started. I mean, obviously you can complain about, the finish. I don't know. It's just kind of a mixed bag of emotions for me in this season. There was so much good and there was just so much disappointing. But I like Elko. I think he's going to have this. I think he's got it moving in the right direction. And I think so much of that has started in the locker room. I think he's done a great job of getting this program turned around mentally. But yeah, there's a short leash these days in college football. So I better see improvement next year. And I don't care what the schedule looks like.
And it is a tough schedule. Everybody knows that. But regardless of how tough it is on paper right now, there's a lot of factors that are going to play into what will happen next year. Is certain teams going to have a pop-off player that's going to elevate them from where they are? I mean, you want to talk about a great example of that? Arizona State was picked to finish dead last in the Big 12, and they won the whole thing. I mean, that is just a good indication of what the college football landscape looks like these days. Any team can launch at any one point with the right people.
Absolutely.
So, at where we're at right now, I mean, you've got to see good performance in the portal. Go get the key guys that we obviously need in certain positions. And just, be prepared for the things, that are going to inevitably come up. Injuries. I mean, you're going to lose that starting running back. You may lose that starting quarterback. You may lose that, defensive back that you really like. I mean, there's a lot of people that could end up getting knocked out of a game. So just being forward in your thought process about who we're trying to go after, I think is important.
Well, and that's a level of program management that you and I aren't used to. But I
Right.
think Elko's shown that he can do it. And again, having a full portal period, being established for a year, add in the fact that, you did lose a lot of money in NIL and people that are graduating and leaving. So, you've got NIL dollars to move around.
Yes, that's
And
true.
that's a big part of it. I mean, we're never going to know those numbers, but I mean, maybe there comes a time where those have to be broadcast or some crap like that. But in the meantime, we're not
Right.
going to know those numbers. But season's done and dusted. I'd like to win the bowl game just because I,
Yeah.
just kind of a feel good.
And feel good, and that's a good opponent to play. And I know they're 6-6 USC, but go take care of business against them. That's a name brand.
Yeah, and you say you beat USC. So
Yeah. Which is
what a
something
fall
LSU
that's.
can't say that they can that they've done.
Yeah, for whatever that's worth.
Whatever it is.
Moving on to the conference championship games,
That's
I
okay.
thought they were a ton of fun, quite frankly. I don't know that I was shocked by anything.
I was a little shocked with what happened in Arizona State and Iowa State. I figured Iowa State was going to put up more of a fight, but unfortunately, that third quarter was brutal. You give up three
Wow.
turnovers that all turn around against, I mean, they 21 points
Been
off
like
of
4 or 5
turnovers in the quarter.
minutes, something like that.
It was insanity. It felt like every single time they would get the ball back, they would immediately give it up, either a fumble, an interception, a deflection off of the helmet that ends up getting caught. I mean, it was like if it could go wrong for the Cyclones in the third quarter, it went all kinds of wrong.
Yeah, but you know what else? What else went wrong for Iowa State? Scatabu.
Yeah, Scatabu was outstanding in that game. I mean, what, 170 yards, two touchdowns on 16 carries, and was looking good doing it.
Who will absolutely be in New York for the
Yeah, as he should. I mean, that was incredible. That was incredible.
Heisman? Moving on to our game, or not our game, our conference game, Georgia, Texas.
Yes.
Not surprised.
Not that surprised. A little surprised it ended up having to go to overtime. I think that thing should have been done and dusted in regulation, but regardless, Georgia
Georgia
does their
better
job.
find themselves a second string quarterback.
Yeah.
Or he better put some weight on and grow up a little bit. But
Yeah.
the catch is, like, they've played with bad Carson Beck so many times this year. Does it really matter?
Well, and Georgia's a good example of, yeah, like having a team built around not a great quarterback, but can still find ways to win games, they do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you've
So
done it twice against what we've admitted on this podcast is a good Texas team. You beat them not once, but twice. Beating a same team twice in the same season is difficult to do. Not a lot of people have ever done it. Even when you've seen those rematches, you typically see the flip end up being the case. I mean, that happened a couple of years ago for Texas. They go into the Big 12 title with Oklahoma after beating Oklahoma in the regular season and lose it. Why? That's just the way it goes sometimes. But Georgia finds ways to do that. And, I will say the comment from Sark regarding the officiating was rather humorous for us. But, I think that's just a universal problem with the SEC this year. Just the officiating has been terrible. And
I don't think
anybody.
it's this year. I think it's been bad and getting worse. And I think people are finally reaching their tipping points. And
Right.
there's no, we didn't see a lot of one team gets all the calls this year.
Right.
Just everybody got screwed at some point this year.
Yeah.
So
I
now
mean,
all the fan bases are on high alert to what a bunch of teams have been saying for a long time.
yeah. And
It's just
so.
crap officiating. And if look, either make them pros or start at least replying on social media.
Got to do something because the lack of accountability
It's staggering.
is it's astounding. It's absolutely astounding.
You're supposed to be the best league in the country. You got to trot out better officials than that. And we've talked about this. It's not just football.
Yeah, no, it's virtually every sport feels like it's
Yep.
insanity.
Penn State, Oregon. I don't think anybody saw this going differently. I was shocked about how close it was.
Yeah, I mean Penn State, especially, there in the fourth quarter, tried to climb back into it to make it look a lot better. And it was pretty tight early. But yeah, I mean, Oregon rolling away, only undefeated team in the country still, and they are looking
They're
like
so
it.
good.
They've been outstanding, continuing to rock and roll, do what they do well. And yeah, looking at the pictures of the Big Ten game where you've got in Indianapolis, Oregon and Penn State playing, which is just such a funny little distance. Like, and that's just going to be college football going forward, so long as we don't reorganize the entirety of this league into more regional stuff, which I highly doubt happens anytime soon because there's way too much money getting thrown
Yeah.
around.
And then hitting the last one, I don't know if anybody was surprised about this, mostly because I think this game could have gone either way, and I don't think anybody would be shocked one way or the other. Clemson outlasts SMU.
Yeah, and outlast is a good word because that was a roaring comeback from the ponies, and they put in a good fight, didn't quite get there.
It was entertaining football across the board.
It was.
It was. There were good conference championship games. I think it just kind of feeds back into that huge narrative that everybody loves to say in the big buzzword, but it's true, it's parity.
It's parody.
And we'll see where that parity is come playoff time.
Yeah, I did like what we saw out of Boise State's bowl game. That was a solid one. And of course, Army winning over Tulane and did
Yeah,
so in
I don't know if you
dominant
saw
fashion.
that game or not, but Army just steamrolled Tulane.
Yeah, it
I
wasn't
mean,
even close.
yeah, no, I'm talking like Army, I believe. We didn't attempt to pass in the first half. You know why? We didn't need to.
No.
Like, Army looked good, and we don't have to pick this game because it's not going to matter. But I think they're going to, it's Army Navy week, and I think they're going to absolutely steamroll the Squids this week.
I think everybody is of that same opinion.
Because I thought Tulane, like, I thought, I didn't know if Army was going to win that game, quite frankly.
And
But
yeah.
they won it convincingly.
Yeah, they didn't just win it, they
And it's,
won it.
And don't give me anything about that game being played at Mikey Stadium, because with one side of that entire stadium being gone, there's absolutely no home field advantage at Army whatsoever for that.
No.
Not to mention, it's just not a big stadium anyways. So,
Right.
but yeah, Army, it's funny they play their conference championship and they're like, yeah, whatever, we still have one.
Yeah, and they still get to go take care of business and against Navy this week, and that ought to be fun
Yeah,
to watch.
it's beat Navy week, that's for sure.
It's
I've got a
beat
bet
Navy.
with a buddy of mine that, if your team loses, you have to wear the other service's shirt to work. He texted me that, and I said, "Why don't you just go ahead and text me your size?" Like, because I don't think we're gonna have to worry about that much.
I think Navy will put up a fight, but it's just going to be a question of how long they can hang.
Oh, they always do. No,
Yeah.
100%. They'll put up a fight, and it'll be a fun game. This game is rarely a blowout.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So it'll be interesting to see Army, really in a different mindset, because the week before you had to prepare for a conference championship game, and then you got to turn around and it's Navy week. So you're talking about all the emotion and hype in the world to win the conference championship, which doesn't happen at Army, right? So to be able to do that, but then turn around and emotionally recover enough to where you can get up for this game and stay up for this game for 4 quarters. Normally not an issue, right? But again, just a little bit more of a different situation this year for Army. So I'll be interested to see, are they a little rusty when they start off? Do they fade a little bit on the back end? I don't think that'll be an issue, quite frankly, but that'll be one storyline to kind of just look out for as the game kind of unfolds. But yeah, I mean, it's beat Navy week, man. It's the best week of the year.
I'm excited. That's cool.
Yeah, so we've already talked about the uniform, so excited to see those on the field. I just love the stuff that Army Navy does with their uniforms.
Always.
And then we can talk a little basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Men or
Buzz,
women?
men's Buzz has got this team racking up a resume.
I mean, the one thing we've talked about in previous seasons has been our non-con, right? And how terrible it has been as far as like you're not scheduling the big names. And we didn't really talk about this with the playoff situation and obviously how everything tracked as far as the teams that got in. But basketball, it's still very much the playoffs are very much determined by your strength of schedule and what you've done, especially in some of these non-con games. And
Well, and one thing I will say that I do love about basketball is they have a little bit more of an established system with the quad one, two, three, and four, right?
exactly.
And whereas college football, they're like, everyone didn't really pass the eyeball test.
Right, which is, I mean, that's going to take time to develop, no question. And I think you'll eventually see kind of the quad system come to football. I think that would make sense. But at least as it stands right now, I mean, yeah, A&M basketball is looking great. I went and watched the end of the, well, I watched the second half of the Texas Tech game from yesterday, and it was an outstanding win from the men. They, in a tough situation, neutral site game, of course, in Dickies, playing against Tech. But I mean, Tech's not a bad basketball team.
That's a good program. And
Yeah.
on top of that, if you watch the game with the audio up, you realize that that was kind of a home game for Tech. They really filled out pretty well. There's obviously a big contingent of Aggies in the DFW area, but nothing like there is in Houston. And
No. There's a lot of tech grads up in like especially Fort Worth, side of
Yeah,
Dallas.
absolutely. So that was kind of a hostile alternate, or not alternate environment.
Hostile neutral site.
Yeah, hostile neutral site, but I thought they played well. They fended off Tech a handful of times. Now you had a kind of an early foul out by Garcia and Washington and Solo, I mean, they're almost interchangeable. They said it on the on the broadcast. It's kind of an embarrassment of riches between those two guys. Great game by Jace Carter. Really happy to see him. I think Buzz even said it. It's his best game he's probably played in Division One basketball. I thought he was on fire. Played great. Thought Phelps looked good. Wade Taylor is just Wade Taylor, man. What can you say about the guy?
I mean, I'm not gonna be shocked. I mean, number four, I think if he meets 2,000 points, I think you got to put his number in the rafters. I mean
Well,
that
I don't think there's any way he doesn't hit it.
yeah. I mean he needs to have his number in the rafters. I mean he has been a long-standing good program Aggie, and anybody who knows him and has been around him knows that he's a great guy and a great player.
Yeah, like
And
it's kind of like the total package. And the fact that we were able to get him to stick around one more year, which
it's
I'm sure
amazing.
some of that had to do with some NBA grades maybe coming back, like, hey, you might get stuck in the G League. For him to go, well, I can get a grad degree, hone my skills a little bit more, we get the talent in, maybe we make a run at this too. Now, notwithstanding that the SEC all of a sudden looks like the old Big 12 in basketball,
Doesn't it?
woof.
I mean, they, I mean, let's just look at the last, several matchups. I mean, big SEC was smoking Big 12 teams. ACC went, what, we beat them like 14 to 2 in terms of games in the
Yeah.
ACC challenge. When's that happened?
Did you see
Whew.
Missouri, Kansas?
Oh yeah, we were so my buddy James, he's in town. We were actually at BJ's yesterday, and it was on. And Kansas was, kind of keeping it wherever there for a minute. But by the time I turned around and I saw the score as it was wrapping up, I was like, holy crap, Mizzou beat the dog out of them.
Well, what's crazy too is so that is two straight losses by Kansas
Yeah, they lost to Creighton.
to unranked teams. First time they've done first time it's happened since like 1965 or some crap like that.
Long time.
Yeah, so absolute bonkers.
And all of a
But
sudden, that makes our Creighton win look a little better, too.
yeah, things are shaking out. Rutgers got a big game. You're going to see how Ohio State kind of goes out, but Ohio State's another one of those good programs. I don't know if they've got it together this year, but I tell you what, a win against Purdue would be just absolute gravy, dude. Coming out this weekend, that Purdue game. I mean, you've already positioned yourself so well heading into conference play. So, I mean, dude, if you lose to Purdue, you can keep it close.
Right. And I mean, that's number 11 in the country. That's gonna be a tough game. But
Yeah, Purdue is good.
and you're in Indianapolis, which is not a home game, but might as well be, because there's a lot
Yeah.
of Purdue grads in Indiana. So that's not gonna be an easy game. That's
That'd be
like,
like Purdue coming to play us, at Reliant. Yeah. It's alternate site, but no, and Purdue is just a fantastic, one of those Big Ten kind of fantastic basketball programs that just kind of rolls. It's like Wake Forest in the ACC. You know, there's always good. You know, they rarely have down years. They just have years where they're not like really, really in contention. But Purdue's a fantastic basketball program. And if you don't
Indeed, they
believe
are.
me, just look at their football program, and that should tell you how their basketball program is. And so I mean, Purdue cares a lot about basketball. And so
In your
yeah,
first
it'd be
cop and yeah. And I'm just looking ahead at the schedule here. All of a sudden, your first conference home game is Texas at Reed.
yeah.
And of course, they decided to put that in the middle of January, or like the beginning of January, when there's not going to be a lot of people in town, but
There'll be enough.
there'll be enough. No, there'll be plenty of people that come back for that game. And
Yeah,
then
I might have to go to that.
we're playing Texas twice in the first in January, because we're playing them at the beginning of the month and at the end of the month. So, I mean, the Texas game is in and out this for basketball.
That's
But
dumb.
lots of games coming up that are going
Yeah.
to be very, very
Yeah, but
beneficial to us.
man, first one up is that Purdue one though, man. I'm really looking forward to watching that game.
That should be a good one. And it's nationally broadcast, will be on CBS on Saturday, 11 a.m. So
You go beat Purdue in the primetime basketball slot on CBS, and all of a sudden pundits aren't gonna have any choice but to talk nice about you.
yeah,
I
eventually.
mean, not that they really crap on A&M by any means, but a few years back it was easy to because we played nobody in non-conference, right?
Well,
But
yeah.
now all the talk is, holy crap, have you seen the schedule that A&M has played? Holy crap, have you seen how they performed against the schedule A&M has played? So it's I love it. I love where Buzz has got this team going. So it's just kind of buckle up for the ride because conference play is gonna suck.
It's going to be rough. It's like the SEC, ironically, we've talked about, excellence and wanting to be like the best conference at everything. And there was always the stipulation of like, except basketball, because that was always ACC or Big 12 or somebody else. SEC basketball was never really the major focus. Yeah, you would have some teams and you've had some national champions. And of course, we have Kentucky, who has been a long-standing tradition of basketball, but they were the basketball flag wavers of the conference. Now you're starting to see, with Oklahoma now in and Texas and the rest of the league upping their game in basketball, the perception of
Alabama's
the,
built such a great program.
yeah, Alabama's built a great program. Auburn's built a great program. I
The
mean,
history of Arkansas basketball.
yeah, Arkansas's got a great history. So you're
Florida.
seeing,
Jeez. You just keep Tennessee. Wow. Jeez, man.
it's like the entire league, which has, had moments, good moments. They've not necessarily been the most outstanding teams, but they've had good moments. Right
Ever.
now,
Georgia and the Mississippis, that's about all you can overlook.
yeah, really. And even they will have their moments.
They'll beat you.
Yeah, it's like they'll beat you if you're not careful. So it's gonna be a tough sledding in the SEC this year for basketball.
Yeah.
I'm excited
Yeah,
for
going
it.
over on the women's side,
Yeah.
they got to regroup. They got to lick their wounds. They're sitting at 500 right now. And granted, they just lost to the number 13 team in the country,
And
but
it wasn't even close.
no, it looked like, yeah, maybe not. It shouldn't have been in the same gym kind of thing. So you got to be a little concerned about that. Their battle for Atlantis, they went out and dropped both of those around Thanksgiving. Losing to West Virginia, it's another top 15 team. You're like, I can kind of live with that, but it's just you go back to the first game of the season and you lose to Corpus Christi, and then the next game you beat UTSA by four. So, but then you turn around and with the Western Michigan game is 86-38. So it's just it's too much up and down for me.
Yeah, it doesn't seem there's like a lot of gelling happening, and unfortunately for the women, I mean, you've got 2 games to get your head right before conference play starts. You got to play Texas Southern, Mississippi Valley State, which are neither going to be that big of a test, but those are going to be games that you need to reset yourselves and get ready for conference play.
Yeah, because two of your first three in conference are Tennessee at home and South Carolina on the road.
And you have Ole Miss at home in the middle of that. So you've got 2 out of your 3 first games at home.
But
You got to go out there and do it.
there's concern about talent gap right now. And I'll tell you what, that South Carolina game will get ugly. South Carolina's who they've been for years and years. And until Dawn Staley decides to leave that program, they're going to stay that way. Pat Summitt built a monster at Tennessee. So Tennessee softball and Tennessee women's basketball remind me a lot of the same program. Like they're just kind of always successful and they're always there, and it feels like they're only there because of their name on their jersey. And then you watch them play and you're like, damn, they're just really good. They're like very sound.
They're consistent.
Yeah.
They're
So
consistently good.
women gotta get together and start. Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
But like I said, that's just what we're getting into now. It's hoop season for a little bit, and then we'll get back into the diamonds, and we're going to be real excited for that, I'm sure.
Yeah, the SEC is no pushover in basketball. It
Yeah.
hadn't been in the women's side for a long time, but all of a sudden now even the men are that way. So it's going to shape up to be a fun season.
I'm excited for it.
And we'll probably do a somewhat a dive on the men's team once we're a couple games in a conference, just to kind of get a because I think we'll have a decent bearing once we're a couple games in.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, I know you're going to Vegas tomorrow. It's yeah, it's a holiday season, man. I've been running around like a madman trying to balance work and shopping and decorating and everything else. And this year I've decided to outline my yard, like put stakes in and outline my yard. And in case you're curious, there were 272 of those little sons of bitches.
Just a handful.
But I tell you, it looks good, but like I was like my back was like jacked up because then that night Ronnie came over and we got up on the roof and got the roof covered. And like going up and down the roof and side to side on the roof and like bending up and down 272 flipping times.
It's a
Like
lot.
I'm gonna have to start seriously thinking about drawing a line in the proverbial sand about when I will retire my Clark Griswold ways.
Yeah, I mean, it'll happen someday, but it is not this day.
No, today is not that day. And maybe it's just one of those things where starting like, as soon as Halloween's over, I spend an entire month like working out, but the only exercises I'm doing are specific to what I have to do to put up lights. So like I'm bending down and squatting and like just doing this
Just do
around the yard,
squats,
like
just
yeah,
constant.
just like just doing squats around the yard the whole time and then just like walking back and forth on the roof side to side and up and down.
Yeah, just do some lunges, you know? Like I
Yeah, I'm
said,
just gonna
that.
lunge around that perimeter of the yard for about an hour and then I'll just walk around the roof and everybody will think I'm completely insane.
But then when you get around to actually doing it, everybody will be like, that makes sense.
No,
Brilliant.
because they don't see how the sausage is made. They don't give a shit. All they see is this finished product.
Yeah. Well, we get to as you mentioned, Vegas. Very excited for that. Yeah, we're heading out there to play the NFR day 9, which will be Friday. We're playing at the Westgate Hotel. We'll be there at I think 8:30, playing at the International Bar. So if you're in Vegas for NFR and you want to come see us, you're not going to make my heart hurt.
Be a good time.
I would love to see y'all out there. Unfortunately, that is a little ahead of the actual bowl game. As much fun as that would be, I would love to be in town for the bowl game, but
There are plenty of eggs in Vegas, though.
there will be plenty of them there. And I already know a few that are out there. So if you're out there and you want to come see us, we will be in town Friday for the game, for our performance on Thursday. I actually have the chance to go watch NFR. We have tickets,
Oh, nice.
so we're actually going to go to the
Where are you
arena
guys
there, and
playing
it'll
again?
be so we're playing at Westgate Resort and Casino, which is kind of north side of the strip, and we're gonna be off out there. Big watch party right before the actual game takes place. So what not before the game, but big watch party for the rodeo, and then we will play after the rodeo as just kind of the game entertainment, if you want to
Nice.
put it there. So excited for that. Very excited for that. Should be a lot of fun. But yeah, lots of good stuff leading into 2025. Do want to thank you guys once again for listening in and participating and having a wonderful time. Would have been a little quicker on getting questions in, but once again, we kind of run around like crazy people, but we will have more questions.
Yeah, that's that time. That's that time of year, man. But
Yes.
we'll have a show next week. Yeah, we
Yeah.
should get one banged out next week.
Yeah.
We'll do a full wrap up of Army just pasting Navy.
Yeah.
But I really like to make next week a Q&A show.
Yeah. So we'll ask a lot of, yeah, we'll just put it out there for a lot of questions for you guys if you want to
Yeah.
lay in on us and just get to know us a little bit better. If you haven't listened to our back catalog, maybe you want to know a little bit more about our background or things we like, we're more than happy to chat about it.
Yeah, and we'll also because at this point we'll be a week past, so we'll do a little dive just kind of on transfers on the portal.
Yeah.
The picture will be much clearer in a week, considering it just opened today.
Yeah, so
But we can talk about the visitors we've had and kind of things we've heard, and maybe even kind of look at some of the ones that sound likely to land at A&M and what we think of them.
absolutely.
So this was a
So,
short one, but that's what happens when you only got four football games.
right. There's not a
Well,
lot. There's not a
I
lot
guess
to get.
more than
Not a
that,
lot
but
to get into. Not a lot to get
conference
into.
championships, more than four. Sorry.
But yeah, handful. Yeah, conference championship week. Less games. And then we're gonna get into bowl season. There's gonna be a lot of playoff talk. There's gonna be a lot of other fun things that take place. But we are very excited about rolling on into 25. Just got to get out the back end here.
Yeah,
I am Rob.
get
Let's
into
see.
basketball.
Yeah, plenty of basketball to get into. I'm excited for that. Be sure to follow us on our socials. Like I said, it's Rob the Slapper and Roy May 15, Roy May Jr.
And I will have next week, I will have a review tonight. I'm going to go check out Gladiator 2, so I'll have a review on that.
I would love to hear what your review is. So me and my buddy James, he's actually watching the 2004 Alamo movie right now,
Okay.
which is it's a great movie. If you haven't seen it, it really is an excellent rendition of Texas history, especially around and about that time, with period accurate clothes, period accurate conversations, all the good stuff. And it really is well done. It just unfortunately did not perform well because it released the same weekend as Passion of the Christ in 04.
Oof.
So you can take a wild guess what happened. A historical epic specifically based on the state of Texas, Jesus.
Well, my daughter wanted to go see the Gladiator movie, right?
Okay, yeah.
And then she told me she hadn't seen the first one. So last night she rented Gladiator 1 because whatever.
What'd she think?
I don't know. She called me to ask if she could rent it, like, and I was sleeping, so I was like, whatever.
Go for it, yeah, watch it.
I'm sure we'll find out.
Yeah,
She wants to
should
go see Gladiator 2 because Pedro Pascal's in it.
alrighty then. It
Yeah,
works.
whatever.
Well,
All
guys,
right.
I am Rob White. This is Roy May. We are the Red Apps Posse. Yeah, that was a horrible outro. How did I screw that up? I'm Rob White. That's Roy May. We're the Red Ass Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Gig 'em. Beat the hell out of bowl season. Beat the hell out of USC. Beat the hell out of Purdue.
Be Navy.
Beat Navy. Gig 'em.
Yeah.